This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, hey, how you doing? It's Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you. I was off last week. It was my birthday. So we've got a big show tonight to come back with. Natasha Bure, the niece of Kirk Cameron, the daughter of Candace Cameron Bure, is going to be with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. And our good friend Kimberly Strassel is going to join us from the Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those big investigations going down in Washington, D.C. So we'll get to all of that as we get about the business today. So last week, I took the week off. It was like one of these few times in the whole year. We haven't had, outside of a holiday, I don't think we've taken any weeks off from the show, the big show, the big supercast. It's so big. How big is it? Well, we're in, I don't know, 66 million TV households and 300-plus radio stations across the country, and our great partners at Biz TV and Salem Media and CRN Digital Talk and GCN and ABC Radio and Fox News Radio. I mean, we're on all kinds of stations all over the country. So we took the week off and gave everybody the week off. And something, when you do that on purpose, something in your kids will figure it out ahead of time. Because, and I swear to God, this is 100% true. For the last 7 years, we have barely had a sniffle out of our kids. Ah, yeah, one of them banged his head into the fireplace mantle and had to go to the emergency room. Twice. And, you know, a few colds, a random, very infrequent ear infection from the two-year-old. But aside from those very minor things, we never had diddly peep in terms of sickness out of the ankle biters. And somebody told them somewhere, somehow. I didn't tell them. There was some birdie flew into their room at night, got up right up in their ear and said,
"Hey, now would be a great time to just get as sick as you ever wanted to possibly get because your dad's taking the weekend off."
So they did. So when I thought, well, so it was my birthday weekend, right, too. So the lovely bride had made these reservations at a place called Le Cucu. Le Cucu. I know it sounds like a clock, right? Or a place where you wouldn't eat food. You'd go visit relatives that wore funny jackets. But it's actually a very five-star, high-end, Michelin-star, hot place in Manhattan. And it took her like 2 months to get the reservation. So she's very excited. So Friday night, we're supposed to be... No. Because the kids found out about it. So on Wednesday, before the reservations that the lovely bride had worked like 3 months to get, before the rest and relaxation weekend where I was not going to do any work, I was not going to write, I was not going to do any broadcasting, I was just going to play games with my family, we were going to watch movies and have pizza night and just be a family, just have some fun. No! On Wednesday, they decide to get sinus, well, actually, pink eye that turns into sinus infection. That turns into RZD, I think that's what it's called. It's like a cross between bronchitis and asthma. Three ear infections between two of them. So I got one with both ears with ear infection, then the other one just the one ear. And then there was a lovely case of strep that they got. So we had all of these lovely bacteria, little visitors, coming into our house to make themselves at home. Meanwhile, the lovely bride and I are like, you know, and we get the throat thing, I'm not taking any more weeks off the rest of this entire freaking year. I don't care if it kills me. I'm not going to give them the opportunity to do that again. I'm kidding. But it's good to be back. Okay, so let's go to the big board. We got a lot to get to tonight. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking a lot about, well, let's see. I can push the big board over this way since our camera doesn't want to move. There we go. How about that? For those of you watching on Viz TV. So we've got Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal tonight. Now, she is back on camera one here. She is the dog on bone when it comes to investigative reporting and telling the story at the Wall Street Journal. And tonight, our friend, Kimberly Strassel, she's got some stuff about Devin Nunes and this House Investigation Committee looking at who wiretapped Donald Trump. Because all of a sudden, now we've got a lot of evidence that the Trump team was being surveilled. I give up. Anyway, somebody was watching him, and she's gonna comment on that as we go through. And then in the second hour, this lovely young lady right here is the daughter of Candace Cameron Bure. You know her from the Full House. You know the Full House. She was the DJ. Now, did she spin records? Anybody watch the Full House? Was she actually Ivan? Do you know? Did she go to the wedding parties with the turntables and the? Oh, not that DJ. That was just her name. Just her name was DJ. Okay. Anyway, that wasn't even her name. See, I don't even know. I didn't watch the Full House, but she was the kid on the Full House, and then she was on the Dancing with the Stars and stuff. Turns out her. Let's be real. Because nothing says let's be real like the daughter of movie stars. Actually, her dad's an NHL hockey player, all-star forward. Valerie Bure. Sounds very Eastern European. I don't think I'll cross him because I'm pretty sure he could check me into the boards and then knock my teeth out with his hockey stick. Anyway, she'll be here, and we've got that going on as well. So there you go. Now, I want to stay on top of breaking news tonight, and I'm very disturbed to report this to you, but it appears we have a huge story tonight. This is just coming across the wires. It appears that Chuck Schumer is actually going to step down as the Senate majority leader. And in fact, he is now confessing to multiple, this is just coming across the wires, multiple serial marital affairs while serving as the state's senior senator from New York State. And because of his, I can't do this anymore. I was going to pull a whole April Fool's joke on you. This is the problem. And here's the problem. And the problem is this. In fact, I put this in a meme earlier today. Nick, if you can pull it off the Facebook page, I think it's up there somewhere. But here's the problem. You knew that was an April Fool's because this is why. And this is the why, and this is why it is. Because progressives, you know, liberals, the greatest fun they ever have is poking at conservatives and saying, he's a hypocrite. If you'll notice carefully, progressives, they won't even criticize a conservative who gets caught doing something actually wrong. They won't criticize them for doing the wrong thing. They will criticize them for being a hypocrite. Does that make sense? So let's say you've got a Bible Belt, you know, senator who's out, you know, let's defend marriage, let's defend marriage, let's defend marriage, and then he has an affair. They won't look at the affair and say, oh, well, that's not good at all. That's terrible. That shouldn't be happening. They'll look at that and they'll say, no. He always was the one talking about marriage, and look at what his marriage isn't doing. And then they criticize him for not the wrongdoing, but being a hypocrite. So progressives' greatest love is citing conservative hypocrisy. Because to the left, the worst thing that a conservative can do is to be a hypocrite. But hypocrisy is actually acting in opposition to principle. And since progressives have none of the latter, they'll never be labeled the former. Like, they don't have any principles. Chuck Schumer would never even think twice about resigning if he got caught doing a whole bunch of stuff wrong. Because to him, there's no such thing as doing something wrong. The only wrong you can do is the political left. And it's a good point. The point is this. They think hypocrisy is the greatest sin on earth. And the right doesn't. And that's why we actually punish the people on our side that do the wrong stuff. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're gonna have some fun tonight. I hope you'll stick around. Coming up next, we visit with Kim Strassel of the Wall Street Journal, and looking forward to talking with her, because this story bubbling out of Washington, D.C. is not as the people have been told that it is going. And she'll tell us a little bit about why. And then I'll take your calls at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys.
So glad to have you with us back in the great city of New York. It's Kevin McCullough on a Saturday night, as only it can be here at Radio Night Live, where we talk to newsmakers and we get the inside scoop on stories. And my next guest, I'm thrilled to have back because she writes for the Wall Street Journal. She's one of the most bulletproof reporters I ever read. She's also a great editorialist, and that's her official capacity at the Wall Street Journal, where people read her all over the world. She has done some delving into these concerns that Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes have been talking about in the news, the investigation into whether or not Russia was tampering with their elections, and also whether or not someone was spying on President Trump. And Kim Strassel, it's always good to have you at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Thanks for coming on back.
Evan, it is so great to be here.
Always love your no-nonsense way of getting down to business. When I ripped into your article today, just paragraph after paragraph was loaded with facts that are not being widely disseminated. But maybe the most important one is that Adam Schiff is full of flim-flam. I love that, right?
Yes, exactly. No, we've been listening for an entire week to Democrats accusing House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes of doing all kinds of nefarious things, from hiding information from them to using unconventional sources to obtain information. And what they've managed to do is obscure the real story here, because what Mr. Nunes has actually made happen is he has seen evidence that in essence shows that the Obama administration was spying on the incoming Trump transition team.
Bam!
Bam!
It's like a 2x4. This is exactly, I mean, of course, Trump is sloppy with Twitter and he gets things a little, you know, inaccurate. So for the last 3 weeks, because my wife asked me about this last night, she goes, wait a minute, but everybody is saying that Obama didn't wiretap Trump. I said, that's exactly what they're saying, but they are hiding the truth under the precision of their argument, which is that no, Obama didn't show up with the toolman's jacket on and the little toolbox, and he didn't go up to Trump's bedroom and take the receiver apart and stick the bug in and roll it back in and then quickly leave before he got caught. President Obama did not do that. But Kimberly Strassel, to say that he did not spy, wiretap, surveil, that's a wholly larger subject, and it's a wholly different one than what Adam Schiff is making the argument for in public.
Well, and that's something that Devin Nunes has been repeating ad nauseum for a couple months now,
right,
by the way. Going back into February, he already had information from intelligence sources of his that there were members of the Trump team that were being surveilled, maybe not necessarily with a wiretap, as you say, but that they were, and somehow their information was being collected. Now, the question, I think there's a couple of different points here. People often are having their information legally collected as part of an attempt by a government to keep tabs on foreign officials, okay? But under law, you are supposed to weed out that information. You're not supposed to unmask people. You're not supposed to look at their side of the conversations, etc. And yet, we are having examples. Now, Devin Nunes has said that there are dozens upon dozens of documents that he has seen where it was very clear who the Trump transition officials were that were being collected, that these reports were circulated at the highest levels of the Obama administration, and that, by the way, most of these reports had nothing to do with this supposed Russia investigation that was a pretext for digging into the Trump team in the first place.
Right. I think a couple of things that you said there are really important. I want my listeners not to miss that you said that there were dozens of reports, so that means this stuff was going on all over the place. And secondly, I want to know your thoughts, because we had this little audio tape that popped up a couple of days ago. It was taped on March the 2nd, but it was the assistant deputy secretary, broom pushing, trash taker outer of the Defense Department, meaning lower level person, Evelyn Farkas, who admitted
that she not only was collecting intelligence, but she was telling other people in other places to collect intelligence and to collect more intelligence, and that they needed to preserve it, you know, before Obama left the office. Now, isn't that admissible, Kimberly Strassel, to the merits of this conversation?
One would think, especially the line that she had as part of that conversation in which she said that she was worried and others were worried that if the Trump transition knew how it was that the Obama administration knew all it did about
right.
the transition officials, that when they got in, they would attempt to dismantle those sources and communications. So in essence, she seems to be saying, yeah, we were watching them. We were spying on them. And, you know, it remains to be seen if she gets called in front of Congress or people want to know more about what she had to say. But she did seem to blunder into a couple of really big admissions
yeah.
in that interview.
Well, I want to ask something else that you referred to on this, and that is that as these this collection is being done, that you have these documents and the unmasking, but you've got people that are being identified and being discussed throughout the government that aren't technically unmasked. Is it as much of a crime to supply enough information in a report so that you can easily know someone is identified as it is saying their name? In other words, if I wanted to say, well, the future president-elect may have, you know, done unlawful things with Russia. Well, I haven't said Donald Trump's name, but isn't that the legal equivalent of identifying who he is?
Absolutely. Remember, we're using the word mask because the entire point of this is to make it unclear, make it impossible for the intelligence officials and others reading these reports to know who it is that they are, are the American citizens contained within this report. This is designed to protect their privacy and to leave Americans with the understanding that they're not being surveilled by their government. And so normally when you look at these reports, it'll say U.S. person number one or U.S. person number two. And again, care is supposed to be taken to make sure that it's not in any way easy to figure out who you're discussing. My understanding is that these reports that had to do with Trump transition officials were instead very deliberately written in ways so that it was incredibly easy to know who it was that they were talking about in the transition team.
If this is true, and it appears that it's going to be, and I think that all these documents, for whatever security clearance the committee has cleared for themselves, I think that eventually there will be people that will be allowed to read it. But you spoke to Nunez's process in the piece today as to why he went to the press, then he went to the president, and he came back to the press. He's been criticized for that, but you're saying that misses the point completely.
This was the way he had to do it, and this was, in fact, the responsible
Explain why.
To do it. Here's why. Because, first of all, he was able to obtain documents that no one in the White House so far apparently had been able to obtain, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But here's the thing. I mean, these intelligence networks are these vast and sprawling places. Now, Mr. Nunes has worked on oversight of the intelligence community for years, and over those years has developed a lot of whistleblowers and people that have sources for him to give him information. So he had first heard about this from sources quite some time ago in February, and then managed finally to get somebody who could arrange for him to see these dozens upon dozens of documents. The only place that he could actually go and view them was on executive branch grounds, okay? That's where he needed to go to look at them inside of a secure facility, because you can't transport things like this across town to Congress.
Right.
And then, having discovered that, in fact, the Obama administration was engaged in the level of surveillance that it was.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough welcoming you to New York, and always happy to have you with us on a Saturday night. We just heard from Kim Strassel of the Wall Street Journal, thankful for her time that she's able to join us. And if you have not been following the story closely, you do know the general broad outlines of this, and that is that the Democratic Party has been saying for months that Russia stole the election. They did something that helped us in a way that we weren't supposed to be helped, meaning the people that supported President Trump, and that there should be some sort of retribution for that. Mind you, they've been saying this, and there's been zero evidence of it. There is literally less evidence of Russia actually affecting the outcome of our elections than there is that global warming exists. Wait, they like that too. Anyway, but the flip side of this coin is, and we were here the night that the president tweeted it out. This was about five, six Saturdays ago. And the president says that basically Obama was watching him. They were spying on him.
And it turns out that according to now multiple sources, the one I will let you hear from directly in the next couple of minutes, in fact, was an Obama aide who admits to spying on them. And what I'm going to describe to you, she's actually describing a felony. She didn't know it when she admitted it, but this is in fact the case. She should be brought before these House and Senate Intelligence Committees. But why is this a big deal? Well, we don't do this to each other. We don't spy. We don't use the forces of government to spy on private citizens. And the outgoing administration had zero reason to be spying on the incoming administration. Now, appearing on the Mika Brzezinski morning show on MSNBC called Morning Joe. Get it? Joe Scarborough, the main guy that Morning Joe. Get it? Witty, witty, ha, ha, ha. Mika Brzezinski, the co-host, interviewed Dr. Evelyn Farkas. And they had a long conversation, 6-7 minutes, about all kinds of other policy stuff. And then at the very, very end of their time together, she says this. Take a listen to this right here.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
A lot going on today.
All right, yeah. So Mika, like, Mika is such a dense crow. Like, she just doesn't even know what Evelyn Farkas has just said. But in those four paragraphs of what Evelyn Farkas, and I've read the transcript over and over again, what she admits to in that soundbite includes all of the following. There was spying going on. There was a race to preserve the information found in the spying that was going on. She was part of the race to protect and the involvement in it. That was a felony. I'll explain why in a second. And they were trying to disseminate the information that they had gathered to people in Congress. Now, that's also a crime, depending on who they were trying to get it to, because very few congressional representatives have security clearances strong enough to see things that are in wiretap investigation materials. Okay? So let's retrace the four things. One, the Obama colleagues that she was referring to were spying. There were many of them. Evelyn Farkas had been in the Defense Department. It's the Department of Justice that goes and files the FISA request and says to the judge, can we spy on these people? It's the Department of Justice that does that. Only justice-cleared people are supposed to see what then comes out of those investigations. But somehow, Dr. Evelyn Farkas, a low-level assistant secretary in the Department of Defense, somehow knew what was being done way over in the Department of Defense. So we know that there were multiple organizations within the government that were all participating in the spying of the incoming Trump team. Why? That question and more as we continue. Your thoughts and reactions as well. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Live from New York, there's a live shot if you're watching on Viz Television or the online feed, and Viz TV's online as well. Was watching them last week a little bit while I was taking care of the sick ankle biters on my night off. That's how bad it was. I was stuck at home watching, taking temperatures, cleaning dirty diapers, taking fevers, and alcohol baths and whatever else you do. I don't know. We were the triage unit for the weekend. But I'm glad we were there to be able to do it. That's the best thing of all, right? You kids are sick and they don't feel well, but then they gave us the sickness and we didn't feel so well. So there you go on that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. So back on March the 2nd, Dr. Evelyn Farkas of formerly of the Defense Department, said this to Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Take a watch.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can.
Pause the tape right there. Okay, that's first point. Telling all of her colleagues, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can. What were they gathering? The guy's Facebook account names and his friends list. What were they? Oh yeah, they had FISA requests. They were out there listening, sweeping up information. Okay, continue.
Administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the staff.
Stop the tape right there. If the Trump people found out how we knew what we knew. They're not sitting them down in interviews and asking them, can you tell us about your phone call last week? But they know what took place on that phone call last week. They didn't sit there and say, could we take a look at your emails and let us see your emails? And would you? No, but they knew what was in the emails. They didn't ask for a schedule or the agenda of where people had gone or who they had spoken to, and yet they knew they had spoken to them and had gone certain places. Now, she was just a low-level assistant defense secretary, not even in the Justice Department, not even working for the executive branch directly. She was a defense official. But just those two things I just wanted to already point out. First, she said, get as much as you can. Secondly, if Trump knew how we knew. Oh, my God. Okay, continue.
Dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence.
Stop. We would no longer have access. See, if they knew what we were doing, spying, they'd stop doing the stuff that we were able to spy on. That's what she's saying. Continue.
I'm very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
Stop right there. Former colleagues getting information to the Hill. Now, why is she saying former colleagues? Because at the time that this was going on, Dr. Evelyn Farkas had not been employed by the Department of Defense for almost a year. Her time of service in the Defense Department and as a government employee had ended the year of 2015. We are talking about the months of October, November, December 2016. Why is that significant? Because she knew not only the intelligence that was being gathered, which she had no right to because she was no longer in a government position, which meant the people sharing it with her and her in viewing it were committing mutual felonies all at the same time. Her former colleagues, the people that were still there when she wasn't there, because she had not been there for nearly a year, but was spying, knew what was being spied upon, knew what information had been gained from the spying, and the second half of that statement was telling people to get it to the Hill. Get it to the Hill. Who's on the Hill? The Congress. Why would they be getting it to the Congress? The Intel committees weren't formed at that time, looking into this. There was no House Intelligence Committee doing a hearing on Russia in October, November, December of last year. The Senate Intel Committee wasn't looking into that. They didn't form those until February or so of this year. So what was all that about? Because they were trying to disseminate the information that they had gained from spying on Trump to people that had no right to have it. Fellow Democrats on Capitol Hill. Friends, every time Adam Schiff comes out and tells you that he's grossly concerned about the Trump's connections to Russia and all the wrongdoing that has supposedly been done with zero Even with all of this spying, they haven't produced one witness. They haven't produced one act, one account, anything that was done that was wrong. They did get Mike Flynn to admit that he had had a phone call with Russia. So he resigned. But even in the content of the phone call, they haven't found wrongdoing. No wrongdoing has been found. And every time that Adam Schiff, the ranking member on that committee, says, oh, well, we're concerned about the wrongdoing and it looks really bad that this was done. Meanwhile, whole cloth ignoring that his party, Dr. Farkas, other people involved, unmasked the identities of the people they were spying on, told people that didn't have security clearances about what they were discovering, and sharing classified information as though it was, Jell-O salad at the church potluck. This is grotesquely disturbing in that she has the arrogance to go on MSNBC and to basically just say it is pretty amazing as well. Your reaction, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into the Ladies' Lounge, and Natasha Bure is our guest tonight. She has written a book called Let's Be Real. She is the daughter of Candace Cameron Bure, and we're very honored to have her, so I hope that you'll stick around for that as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back. This is Radio Night Live.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Kevin Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. What a beautiful live shot tonight, if you're watching on Biz TV, of the, that is the East River, and you got the Brooklyn Bridge there in the foreground, you got the Queens River Bridge in the far ground. Is that what you call it? I don't think that's what you call it, but anyway, for those of you watching by way of radio, just imagine it, a camera looking down from the World Trade Tower, looking across the bridges on the East River, and just the perfect night to light the lights up, and just that's one of the prettiest shots we've ever gotten from that camera, and it's just a gorgeous night. So we're glad you're with us. Wherever you happen to be, whether you're listening to like 99.1 KKFT in Reno, Nevada, whether you're listening or watching on the Biz TV network coast to coast, I got this really funny email this week. This woman in Atlanta, evidently on the Atlanta television system there, they run the Biz TV on Saturday nights on the channel, you know, the channel that has the all the other channels that that you can see the guide on, and that's what's running at the top. And she's like, she wrote a letter to management. She's like, I don't want to watch your guy on Saturday night talk about the president and all this stuff. And she said, I may have to watch the channel with my thing on mute. And I'm like, you know, lady, the management's not highly inclined to pay attention to anything that you're asking because you're not even watching their channel. It'd be one thing if you were like a dedicated viewer, as we have many of them in the Biz TV family coast to coast that make this an addictive watch every single night, every single Saturday. But you're just watching the channel. You know, it's scrolling through. And I don't know why they put my big fat bald head on there anyway, but if they do, hey, we'll take every one of you. Deborah, I think her name was Deborah. So thank you, Deborah. Even if you're listening by way of mute tonight, we are glad to have you. All right, line one, Walt's in Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV. Thank you, Walt. Thank you for joining us. Your thoughts on this spying that is now seemingly confessed to by the likes of former assistant secretaries in the Defense Department. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Well, Kevin, I just want to say to you that I hope you had a happy birthday. I wish I was still 47.
Well,
I remember back in the early months of 1970, I was a college freshman, and I had pledged for a fraternity, and, of course, we had a hazing period. And one night we were sent on a good old-fashioned panty raid. Kevin, needless to say, you can't do things like that today. It's going to be considered PC.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I don't want to know. So moving on, what are your thoughts on the Spygate?
Well, Kevin, you know, it's much ado about nothing. Had Hillary won the election and had one of her people done what Mr. Flynn had done, you know, just have a off-the-cuff conversation with one of the Russians, you know, the Democrats would be out to give him the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's an interesting observation. Thank you, Walt. We're up against the commercial break. But, yeah, you're probably right. They gave one to...
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How to put precious metals.